Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for this, our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Amen. If you've been following along, you know that we've been in the topic of chasing hard after God. Amen. We've talked about so many things. We've had two very anointed women of God that have brought forth the word of God for us. And we also have another coming up very soon. I believe she'll be coming on November 22nd. Amen. So please mark that on your calendars and look forward to that. This is a mighty, mighty woman of God. Amen. She is in Savannah tearing it up. Glory to God. Amen. And I praise God for her. She's been a friend for many years. Amen. She's been one, amen, that has prayed for me, prayed me through. Amen. And we have had good times together. And God has been good to both of us. Amen. The Lord is constantly moving and doing great things. And He gives us wonderful people to walk alongside us. And she is one of those people. I praise God for Apostle Ingram today. Amen. She will be the woman of God that will be coming forward on November 22nd. I just wanted to give you that word since we're already in the month of November. Amen. And we're again talking about chasing hard after God. Where or to whom shall I go? You know, my dad used to like groups that were like the Dixie Hummingbirds or Mighty Clouds of Joy. And that was the only music played in our house during my younger years. But not only that, he and his brothers also sang a lot of those songs, some worship and praise songs. Perfect harmony every time, no matter how long it had been that they had been together. It seemed like they never rehearsed, and they still had perfect pitch. Amen. And they sounded wonderful, and God used them. I praise God for my upbringing. But there's a song in particular that I'm getting to. Amen. And the words are, where could I go but to the Lord? It says, where could I go? And I'm just going to give this a try. Where could I go seeking a refuge for my soul? Needing a friend to help me in the end. Tell me, where could I go but to the Lord? Now, when they sang it, of course, they had harmony, amen, and they sounded so much better than that as a group. But that's what we're talking about today. Where could I go, or to whom shall I go but to the Lord? Amen. He has everything that we have need of. He is the creator of all things, and He created us. He knows what we have need of. He knows what's ahead of us. I know I've said it before, and I will say it again. Amen. We can see just as far as the moment that we are in, and only in the surroundings that we're standing in. But the Lord can see before us. He can see behind us. He can see beyond the walls that we're sitting in the midst of. He can see behind the door and behind those windows. He can see into our jobs and into the streets and what's about to happen next. He is the creator of all things, and He can see our next that we can't see. Glory to God. There's scripture that I want to bring forward, and it is a lot of reading. Amen. And it is in the book of John, and it is the sixth chapter that we're looking at. And in this book, Jesus is speaking to a group. Glory to God. Amen. And He is declaring that He is the true bread from heaven. It actually starts at verse 25. I was going to start at 32, but I think I'm going to start at the top. But we're going to go down as far as 69. So it is a lot of reading. So please be patient. Amen. Stay with me. I did not allot a lot of time for this segment, but if you are listening live, please go into the archive so you can hear it in its entirety. Thank you. I'm going to pray first. Glory to God before we even start. Father, in the name of Jesus, We come before you as humbly as we know how, just thanking and praising you, Lord God, for all that you've done already. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward us. We thank you, Lord, for the knowledge that you are the true and the living God. You are the almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God. And there is no other gods in all the earth and no other name whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. And that is the name, Lord God, that I declare on this broadcast every time that I come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless every soul that is listening, Lord God. Bless every soul, Lord God, that has a request of you, a petition, Lord God. I lift it up with them before you, Lord God, that you might see, Lord God, and be gracious and have mercy, Lord God. Let your healing virtue go forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Heal their bodies, heal their minds, Lord God. Heal those souls, heal, Lord God, the environment all around them, Lord God, and let your peace abide even right now in Jesus' name. Lord, open up your word before us. Open every eye, open every ear, Lord God, even right now, that we might see and know what the Spirit of the Lord is saying even right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord in all things. We give him glory and we give him honor because he is God. Glory to God. Chasing hard after God, where or to whom shall I go? John chapter 6, verses 25 through 69. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then they said unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we might see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then they said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that all which he hath given me I shall lose nothing, but shall raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father, which hath sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, And they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father,
save he which is of the Father. He hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread that cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. And these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I have read and you have heard, amen, from John chapter 6, verses 25 through 69. Amen. And I just want to go back, amen, to our subject, chasing hard after God. Where or to whom shall I go? Amen. The Lord had preached, amen. He had given a word to his disciples, and they were many at that time. He had given that word to them in the synagogue at Capernaum. And they heard this hard saying that the Lord had said, that you must eat his flesh and drink his blood in order to live, because he is the bread of life. And they didn't understand those words, and it was hard for them to bear. And yes, they were offended, because those that did not believe, those that could not get that into their head, those that couldn't understand how in the world are we supposed to eat his flesh? Are we cannibals now? Those that did not get that this was spirit and it was life, he left, and no longer did they follow Jesus. But he looked, and he looked at his disciples as he watched those others leaving, knowing that they would never return, and already knowing beforehand that they didn't believe in the first place, even before the words came out of his mouth. He knew that they did not believe. But he turned and he looked at his disciples, and he asked them, will you go away also? Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord, amen. I know it was the Spirit of the Lord that rose up in Peter when he began to say, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. You are the Christ. You are our salvation. Where else are we going to go? Where will we go, Lord? Only you, Jesus, bring salvation. Only you, Lord God, only you. Where shall I go but to the Lord? Just like the song, amen. I don't know who the songwriter was, but I'm thankful for that songwriter. Amen. Where shall I go but to the Lord? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord, it hides us from our enemies, gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. In the midst of a storm, we're able to have peace when everybody else is in a frenzy. That's the Lord. Where shall I go but to the Lord? When my body is sick and there is no cure in the earth, where shall I go but to the Lord for my healing? And he will touch my body and bring life back into my body and into my cells and into my mind and into my soul. Where shall I go but to the Lord? Chasing hard after God, because where shall I go but to the Lord for the salvation of my soul, so that I could again be back into the place that the Lord intended in the very beginning, that I be in right fellowship with the Father. Jesus came that we might be healed, that we be delivered, that life come back into our spirit. He came that we might have life, and that more abundantly, not just for the then and there, but also for the here and now. Jesus is bringing life in our circumstances right now, and where shall I go but to him? He is the one that has the words of eternal life. He is the one that has all power in his hands. He is the one that has every answer to every question that I have ever asked and ever will ask. He is the one that is the great shepherd that is leading me into my eternity. He is the one that will make me safe even in the midst of a dangerous situation. He is the one. Where shall I go but to the Lord? Where shall I go but to the Lord? Will I turn to the right where they're saying that it's this God and that God and Buddha and Hare Krishna and Muhammad and all these that they're lifting up as if they were God? Jesus is the only one that brought the word of life, and no man can come to him except the Father draw him. He knew those that were listening would not hear those words. They couldn't hear it. They couldn't understand it. What? They rejected it immediately because it didn't sound right to their ears. But those, amen, whose spirits were awakened by the Father, they heard, this is life. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is bringing he is the living bread. Jesus is our life. He's the life giver. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Where shall I go but to the Lord? Chasing hard after God. Chasing hard after the salvation that Jesus has given us. Amen. We've talked about a great many things, and I probably won't remember them all at once because I don't have all of my notes in front of me, but we talked about our identity. Nobody, there is none that can speak to our identity except the one who created us. Glory to God, and he speaks life. Glory to God, none. Hallelujah. Glory to God. About courage. Amen. The Lord told Moses, and he did also tell Joshua, to be strong and very courageous, that the Lord your God will lead you wherever you go, no matter where you have to go, no matter whether it's on a high mountain or in a low valley, whether it's in a desert place or whether it's in a storm, whether it's in a peaceful place, whether it's in a chaotic place, no matter where you must go in your life, the Lord will be with you. Just be strong and courageous. because he is the bread of life. Glory to God. Glory to God. He gives us some sustenance. Amen. The Lord had, the disciples at one point had asked him, the people asked him at one point how they should pray. And he gave them a model, a template for prayer. Amen. That our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. We acknowledge the God of heaven, recognizing his holiness, his sovereignty, his goodness to all of us, his mercy, his graciousness. When we come before him in prayer, because he is God, where shall I go but to this Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. And there's a point, amen, that we, I mean, he's, let me just go back. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give him glory. Amen. And there's a point when he talks about our daily bread. And I have some broadcasts. If you want to look back through the archives, that was called Showing Up for Dailies. And it was based upon that daily bread, recognizing that not only does the Lord give us physical sustenance to fuel our bodies so that our physical bodies can move and go forth and do that he's put in our hands to do. But he also gives us spiritual bread. Jesus is that bread. So we have to show up daily to receive our daily bread, not just the food that we physically eat and chew and swallow, but also the word of God that we have to, again, to eat and chew and swallow spiritually. He is that living bread. Amen. We go to his word and learn of him. We go to his word and find out what our instructions is, what our next step is. We go to his word and find that he will speak to us and tell us and lead us and guide us. He will heal us and bless us. Hallelujah. And save us and deliver us and position us and reposition us. And align us and realign us with our purpose in him. Because all of us were called to greatness. Hallelujah. We were called to be in right fellowship, right relationship with the Father. Amen. And Jesus is that bread of life that is bringing us back into our purpose place, our intended place. He is the salvation of the world. He is the salvation of the world. And yes, there will be some, just like those that heard the word directly out of the mouth of the Lord and could not receive it. It was too hard. They just couldn't receive it because they heard it with their carnal hearing. And they could not fathom how this could be. But Jesus let them know that these words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you have heard these words because they are spirit and they are life. And there is no place we can run to in all the earth, amen, where we can receive salvation, where we can receive healing, where we can receive peace, except Jesus. He is the bread of life. He is the living bread. Amen. The word calls him the living word. He is, amen, the salvation of the world. He is the light that came in the midst of darkness to bring us out of what we have become accustomed to and let us see what living truly is. Life can only be found in Christ. Are you living today? Amen. Are you seeking the one, amen, that we've been chasing after in this whole series? Oh, God bless you. I pray for your soul right now in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now. Lord God, in every heart, in every mind, Lord God, that is listening to this broadcast, move, Lord God, every stronghold and everything that has come, Lord God, against their hearing. Lord God, open it up before them right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they not be like those that were following you, Lord God, that did not believe, that did not understand that you are the living word, that could not fathom, Lord God, that you were speaking it, Spirit, you were speaking life to them. They didn't understand when you said that they would have to eat your flesh and drink your blood. They didn't understand that it was spirit. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, to bless, Lord God, the hearing, Lord God, of these that are listening. I ask you, Lord God, to move in the atmosphere even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your spirit overshadow them and overcome them even right now. Overcome their circumstances and overcome their entire life. Lord, overtake them, Lord God, with your mighty salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The word lets us know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. And if you call upon the name of the Lord, glory to God, he shall come. Glory to God. Jeremiah said it, amen, years and years before that word was written, amen. He said that whosoever shall call upon the Lord, amen. He said, call upon the Lord. That's what it says. It says, call upon the Lord, and he shall answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He is the light. Amen. He wants to come, amen, and just remove the darkness. When the light comes into a room, darkness has to flee. That's what Jesus has done for us. He is the light, and the darkness had to flee, and now we're learning how to walk a new way and understand a new way, amen, because Jesus gives us new life, amen. He let us know that everyone that comes to him becomes a new creature, and all you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord, and he will answer you. He will answer you, amen, just like on the day of Pentecost, amen, when they were waiting in the upper room for the Lord. The Lord told them to wait there to be endued with power from on high, and I know they didn't expect how the Lord was going to come. They were just waiting for however he did, and I'm asking that you do the very same thing, because the Lord is looking, amen, to give you the very same thing that he gave to them. It was prophesied years before, amen, that day, that particular Pentecost celebration when they were in the upper room and they began to call upon the Lord and praise his name and give him glory, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move in the midst of them, amen, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And those that were in Jerusalem, all from every nation, were hearing them, amen, glorifying God in their native tongues, which those men and women did not know because they were from Galilee. They were unlearned. They had no way of learning those other languages. And those men that heard them speaking the glorious word of God knew that. Amen. And on that day, Peter got up and he preached about that same Jesus that they had crucified, the same one that we're talking about today, that where else will we run to but to the Lord? That Jesus, Peter preached about that day. Amen. And they began to see themselves and see their error and understand it. Oh, my, we made a mistake. And they asked Peter, men and brethren, and the others, what shall we do to be saved? And Peter instructed them, amen, in Acts 2:38. Take a look at it for yourself, the instructions. As a matter of fact, read the entire scripture, read the entire book of the second book of Acts, amen, so that you see and understand what the Lord was speaking to them. Glory to God. And the Lord, amen, instructed them to, hallelujah, to be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission, to repent, glory to God, change your mind, change your direction, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen. It's to you and to your children and to those that are afar off, that same experience that they had, amen, that they heard them having, the Spirit of God, amen, indwelling, baptizing him with his presence, that same experience. He was letting them know that they can have too. That was prophesied in the book of Joel, amen, that this is that, amen, this was that. Peter let them know this is that the prophet Joel did prophesy that the Spirit of the Lord will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. Amen. And the Lord will do great and mighty works, amen, miracles and all the things, amen, that are written, the Lord wants to do for you. He came that you might have life and that more abundantly. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.